without parole 37 years. How? Christine was a lovely, fun, loving girl. Enjoyed life, enjoyed going out with friends, loved pop music, in particular, for those that are old enough, Donny Osmond. She loved shopping for the latest fashions and spending time with children. Christine was a popular, caring and likeable young girl who her family dearly loved. Helen was a country girl who didn't quite grasp fashion in the same way that others did. Jeans and a t-shirt were fine. In fact, she was wearing jeans and a t-shirt on that night in 2007. She had beautiful blue eyes, beautiful smile, never to forget. 1970s. Today's conviction of Angus Sinclair is the result of decades of painstaking work by police and prosecutors. We and Christine's family would like to offer our heartfelt thanks to the police who worked on the case, both at the time and since. The prosecution team, and in particular, the Lord Advocate, Frank Mulholland, without whose years of meticulous work, this case would not have been brought back to court. We have waited 37 years for justice. Today, that wait has ended. We finally have justice for Helen and Christine. It's been a long and at times a very lonely battle. But in our different ways, we didn't give up. And I would like to thank all those other people that didn't give up. Our friends, the police again, many who are no longer with us, the prosecutors, the forensic scientists, and of course, the public. Decades after their deaths, Helen and Christine's legacy is to have changed Scotland's justice system for the better. Politicians came together for Helen and Christine, and the introduction of the Double Jeopardy Amendment will prevent other families suffering the way we have. We would also like to thank you, the media, for your responsible reporting of the case over the years, and the jury, who had to listen and see some harrowing evidence. I saw it, I heard it, and I feel for the jury. But also, we'd like to thank the people of Scotland, who refused to let the memories of Helen and Christine fade. It was by keeping their memories alive over the last 37 years that we have finally achieved the justice that they deserve. To everyone who's been involved in this case, I know this sad and long journey has touched your hearts. And from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for your tenacious passion, your determination, and for being so thoughtful and caring. Thank you. My dad will take some questions.
Mr. Scott, can I ask you, obviously we saw you getting evidence throughout the trial. This is the longest sentence in the history of the Scottish courts. Is this justice finally for the girls?
Yes, it's justice for the girls. It's what I've always wanted, and I promised my late wife I would fight to the end of my days. And it'll be closure, I hope, for some of my family. It'll never be closure for me, because I saw Helen that night when she just came up and brought up from Victoria, and I'll never forget, as long as I live, what I saw that day, what they had done to my beautiful daughter.
You listened to Sinclair give evidence. How did you feel when you heard him in the dock, or coming from the witness box? How did you feel when you heard him speaking?
I just couldn't believe it. His answers were so ridiculous. Yes, no, maybe, I don't know. He just didn't answer things. And to deny what he denied just was unbelievable. Nobody could believe that. To say that, anybody that's in a night out in Edinburgh, it's not going fishing later on. He said he was fishing at Kilkenzie. The hot water that comes out of the power station, anybody could go there and catch a fish, but he couldn't, you know. It's just, and I wouldn't call him an animal, because animals call for food. He's just a beast, if anything else. And I'm quite sure in my own mind there could be other kinds of things.
Can your Helen and Christine now rest in peace?
Yes, and again, as Kevin said, the legacy is the double jeopardy bill, which must give hopes to other farmers. Before, somebody convicted could appeal, but on the other side there was nothing, and now it's there. I know it's got to be new evidence, but at least there's some hope there for families who feel there's been a miscarriage of justice when they've lost somebody dear to them.
And what about you and the rest of the family? Can you?
Well, as I said before, it'll never be closure to me because of what I saw Ellen that night. I hope the other family can get on with their lives now. I've had to more or less keep it inside me and try and be normal outside. I didn't want to put it on to other people. Some people were embarrassed to mention it to you and others, but I've had cards and things from people that I've not seen for years who are remembering us all, which really, really lifts my heart to think. And again, I would like to congratulate all the media who have treated me well. And I've always tried to talk to them and keep them in front of the things. But they've never had a bad report, or they've always been very, very good, along with obviously the others that Kevin mentioned.
Mr. Scott, could I ask you perhaps about the other crimes that Angus Sinclair is suspected of committing, and other families who might not have justice? What can you say, if anything, to them? What is your feelings about these other families in desperate situations?
Well, I think they must now feel they've got hope. Unfortunately, it's got to be new evidence. I can remember filling up the questionnaire on double jeopardy, and in my personal view, evidence that hadn't been led, i.e. the ligatures, to me was new evidence, but it's not. So really, I think the only way they could maybe get something new would be through DNA, and that is one thing I must really praise the Edinburgh Police. We didn't destroy one bit of evidence. They kept everything all these years.
Okay, one more. I think you said it.